are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, so this week in our deep dive, we're going to be talking about comfort in God's love. And today we're focusing on the unconditional nature of God's love. Pastor Carlos is joining us to speak on this subject. Now, when we speak about God's love, we're talking about a love that is unconditional. You've heard that, right? And it's difficult for us to understand what that even means. That God's love is not based on deeds. It's not based on circumstances. It's rooted in his nature. We're told that God is love. And so this is a love that never fails. It's a love that never gives up. And it's a love that is always accessible. A lot of us don't really understand what unconditional love means. So let's have this conversation. Pastor Carlos, welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment. Thank you so much for joining us. Would you please pray for us as we begin?
Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we are grateful once again that you've given us life. And at this moment, I ask, Lord, that as we discuss your unchanging love, may you help us and encourage us through this brief session. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, how does understanding that God's love is unconditional influence the way that we view ourselves, the way that we view other people? And maybe before we even get into that question, how would you define unconditional love?
Unconditional love is love that does not waver. It does not. It cannot be moved by circumstance, and it does not need anything being done by the recipient for it to be. It is just there. It is there despite what we do. It is there despite where we are in life. It is just there. It is unconditional love. It is love for both the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. It does not segregate whom it applies to. That's unconditional love.
Right, right. And how does our understanding of that love influence the way that we view ourselves, the way that we view other people?
Well, when we look at our lives, we find that there are a lot of things that we carry. We move around with guilt, disappointment, you know. So when our understanding this love will help us stay grounded, you know, in the fact that despite whatever life may bring us, or wherever life takes us, because, you know, life sometimes takes us in some dark alleys, in some dark places. We have this hope to anchor in, that God still loves us wherever we are, wherever we may be, that his hand of love is never outstretched. It can find us wherever we are, because it is unconditional. And this understanding is a source of hope to somebody out there who may be in a dark place. You know, that whatever you may go through, his love is unfailing. It cannot change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And in what ways can recognizing God's unconditional love bring comfort when we're going through difficult experiences, tough times?
Well, when we are going through tough times, the understanding that God loves us, it becomes a source of comfort. You know, you know, we know that there is somebody we can tend to. You know, there are a lot of things that fail us in life. You know, friends may fail us, family may fail us, but that's this very fact that his love is unwavering. It gives us a source of refuge. You know, when we are going through tough times, that there is someone who still loves us despite where we are in life, or despite what we have done. You know, it may even be the one thing keeping somebody out there from committing suicide. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives us, you know, a sense of belonging. You know, that we can still exist because there's somebody out there who loves us with an unwavering love.
And how does this concept of unconditional love challenge or affirm the beliefs that we already have about love? You know, we grow up with certain ideas of what love truly is. When we come face to face with the unconditional love of God, how do our existing beliefs get challenged or affirmed?
Well, our existing beliefs of love are fraud, you know. And many, you know, because when we I'm reminded as I tackle this question of the man at the cross who says, "Truly, this is the Son of God," you know, at in the sight of unconditional love, you know, it challenges our current love framework, you know. We are used to a love that expects something in return. We are used to a love that needs us to be somehow or to dress somehow or, you know, for us to receive that love. But at the sight of unconditional love, it opens a whole big door, you know, for us. You know, we begin to see the vastness of how much God has loved us, such to the extent that he gave his only begotten Son, you know, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is just so vast, you know, that there is nothing. In fact, the Bible says there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
So when we make this contrast, you know, that in, you know, the love which we have as human beings down here and the love which he has for us is just so vast, you know. Whoever is in a deep relationship, there are limits to that relationship. There are things that those people will do to you that will lead those people to stop loving you. But when we contrast this with the love of God, there is nothing that we can do that can lead God to stop loving us. Paul says in Romans 8 that I'm persuaded that there is neither life nor death, that not even death can separate us from the love of God, that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. There is no length. You know, there's no distance that can separate us from the love of God. But many of us in our lives, in the relationships we have, some people, their love breaks because of distance, proximity,
you know.
But we can be encouraged by this, that there is no distance. That's what Romans 8 says, that there is no distance that can separate us, that can be able to separate us from the love of God, which God has for us, and he's manifested this love through Christ Jesus our Lord.
That's beautiful. And what biblical truths emphasize this unconditional nature of God's love?
Well, there are several biblical truths. Of course, the biggest truth is what we find in John 3 verse 16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and his only begotten Son is the greatest treasure that he could offer. There is nothing greater than that. That's why in Isaiah, speaking of this, he says, "What more could I have done for my vineyard?" Referring to us, there is nothing more that he could do. There is no greater price that could be paid for us, and this is the most profound biblical truth. That speaks of his love for us, you know. And there's another truth I would like to bring to is what Isaiah speaks of in Isaiah 49, where he contrasts the love of God to the love of a nursing woman. I remember you spoke of the contrast between, you know, the love which we have down here and the love of God. So he says that a nursing woman, a mother, can forget his child, but he never forgets us. You see, so his love is so deep towards us that there is nothing that can shift his love for us. And the biggest truth, just to say it once again, is the death of Christ. That it is not that he just speaks that he loves us, but he acts. You know, it is love in action that he gave his only begotten Son, his only Son. You know, the greatest treasure of heaven, that we should be saved. That's the greatest biblical truth and manifestation of God's unwavering love for us.
Yeah. And how can communities or groups encourage each other to rest in this unconditional love? And I'll go even further to say, what does that even mean? How do we rest in this love? Does that mean I just come as I am, remain as I am? You know, because I'm always loved and always accepted, does that mean that there's nothing I need to do? I just come and just relax in God's love. What does resting in God's unconditional love look like?
Well, there's a saying that the core of the gospel is come as you are, but do not leave as you came. You know, we can come to God, you know, in his with his unconditional love, just as we are, you know. But when we come to him as we are not to remain as we are, you know. So we are comforted by the fact that his love is unconditional. Even as we share God's love towards others, you know, it is love in action. Like I mentioned, you know, he gave his son. It is love in action. So we can show this love to the community by listening, you know, paying a listening ear, like listening without judging. You know, people are going through all sorts of things. You listen to them. You know, you have dialogue with them and you pray with them. Whatever they are going through, you pray with them. And you take time to encourage them. If you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, there the Bible tells us that blessed be the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has shown us comfort in our tribulations. And then he says that just like he has shown us this comfort, we are also to comfort one another. That we are to become conduits of the comfort which we have received from God. That because we have been comforted, we are also to comfort one another. So as we extend this comfort, it is an extension of God's love to others. You know, it is God manifesting his love to them through us. We become conduits of this love to our community, to our friends, to our workmates, you know, whatever they may be going through, no matter how dark it may be, we are to listen to their problems. We are to pray with them, to encourage them, and the biggest thing we can do is the biggest thing which God did for us. We are to forgive them when they wrong us. You know, we are to forgive them when they wrong us, and when they do that, they will be amazed. You know, they will. It would be something mind-boggling, you know, like why would you forgive me? And you know, you would have the opportunity to say, I forgive you because I myself was forgiven. You know, yes. And that is the very thing Jesus speaks of in John 13, where he says, a new commandment I give to you, love one another as I have loved you.
Yep.
That when you love one another, the world will know that you are my disciples, you see. And when we manifest this, when we do this, the community will have a touch of God's love through us.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. And for sure, one of the most, I feel like if that's not the most difficult thing, it is one of, at the very least, one of the most difficult things, forgiveness. And like you said,
yes.
When we accept the forgiveness that God has given to us, then we're more able to do that. And forgiveness is not about making the other person feel good. It's not about making ourselves look good. It's all about bringing glory and honor to God, not to ourselves. And if we would view things in that way, the way that I see how our relationships with one another can be a reflection of the unconditional love of God, for sure. Because if a human being can be so kind to me when I've been so cruel to them, I can only imagine what kind of love God has. Because
exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful. And so I guess that would mean that when we are not loving toward one another and we're calling ourselves Christians, we are reflecting badly on our God.
Exactly.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much, Pastor. This was our introductory conversation. We'll be continuing this this lesson throughout the rest of this week. But thank you for coming through this morning and for such a beautiful foundation to the conversation. God bless you.
Sure.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.